As we celebrate Veterans Day, let's think back to its beginning, World War I. The holiday started as Armistice Day when the guns fell silent at the end of that war. In 1954, it was renamed Veterans Day to include those who had fought in all wars. One of the legacies of World War I is poetry. Soldiers like Siegfried Sassoon, Rupert Brooke, Wilfred Owen, and John McCrae wrote evocative poems about their experiences.
If I should die, think only this of me, that there's some corner of a foreign field that is forever England. There shall be in that rich earth a richer dust concealed, a dust whom England bore, shaped, made aware, gave once her flowers to love, her ways to roam. A body of England's, breathing English air, washed by the rivers, blessed by sons of home.
That's the opening verse of The Soldier by Rupert Brooke, one of the most famous poems of the war. Brooke died of dysentery aboard a troop ship headed for Gallipoli in April 1915. Schoolchildren learned some of these World War I poems. In fact, often the classroom is the only place they can be found today. But there is another poem, one most Americans don't know, that lives on around the world.
They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
That's one verse in the poem For the Fallen by Robert Lawrence Binyon. Every year since 1921, this verse has been read aloud at remembrance services in Britain and across the British Commonwealth. Sarah Cole teaches at Columbia University, and she's author of Modernism, Male Friendship, and the First World War.
He wrote this poem at the very beginning of the war, about 6 weeks in the fall of 1914. And it certainly represents an early moment in the war. In a way, we might think of it, its memorializations as anticipatory. That is, they are setting the stage for thinking about and remembering the dead that are oncoming now.
As for the poet himself, Binyon isn't that well known, largely because he wasn't a soldier poet. But Cole says he did play his part in the war.
He was in between generations, we might say, the generation of the sort of fathers who are often condemned by some of the famous war poets as being kind of callously irresponsible and even kind of criminal in sending their sons off to be killed. But nor was he young enough to fight. He was a noncombatant, though he was very involved in the war effort. He volunteered, I believe he was 46, to serve in a hospital unit in France.
Robert Lawrence Binyon wrote For the Fallen while sitting on the cliffs at Pethry Head in Cornwall after reading early casualty reports from the Western Front. A plaque commemorating his life was placed there in 2003. It's inscribed with the four lines that are still read aloud every year. On this day when we're remembering veterans, you're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.